Okay, let's pick up with the Mishnah, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Kisa Arishon Uba Hasheni Umitzah Magola Velo Kisa. What happened here? Kisa Arishon, the first guy covered it up. In other words, again, we're dealing with a Mishnah. The Mishnah is dealing with a case where you have two partners who own a pit. And the first guy, the first partner, let's call him Reuven, uses the pit and he covers it up. Uba Hasheni, and then the second partner comes and he finds it exposed, he finds it open, uncovered, velo kiso, and he doesn't cover it over. Now wait a second, how did it get exposed if Reuven covered it up? And so Rashi says, well, maybe let's say got the covering got infested with something, got wormy, and it broke. So now the second guy comes and he doesn't cover it up. So what's the halacha? Who's gonna be responsible for things that happen as a result of this pit? So it says in Mishnah Hasheni Chayiv, the second partner is going to be the one who's responsible. Kiso Karai, now case two in the Mishnah, is that let's say he covers it over properly, and then and the animal falls in and dies. Says the Mishnah, Pater, as long as you covered it over properly, if an animal falls in, and we're going to have to figure out how it fell in if you covered it over properly, but if an animal falls in and dies, you're going to be Pater. Loki so karai, if you did not cover it properly, and then an ox or a donkey fell in and died, chayiv, then you're going to be responsible, and we're going to have to figure out what the chiddush is of this case, what's going on over here. Says the Mishnah, case four, nafal afan of mikol akriya, if the animal fell in forward, fell in face forward from the sound of the digging. In other words, let's say Reuven dug a pit and now he employs some sort of digger in order to maybe expand the pit a little bit, and the digger is in there digging, and the animal, the ox, is walking along the edge of the pit. And as a result of the digging that's happening, the animal gets scared and it falls in. So then, chayv, if it fell in face forward, then you're going to be responsible. Who's going to be responsible? The owner of the pit is going to be responsible. La'achrav, if the animal fell in backwards into the pit, mikol akriya, as a result of the sound of the digging, pater. Then the owner of the pit is going to be pater. Case 5, nafal asoch ashor of a kelev nishtabru. If an ox fell into the pit and its kelim, its items, its accoutrements got broken, whatever the and chamor of a kalev in his karau, and or a donkey fell in and its kalim and its kalim also, right, fell in along with it, and they got torn. And of course Rashi explains over here that when we're dealing with an axe, the standard accoutrements for an axe are things that are shaykh in shvira and breaking, like the yoke that it might be wearing, or the, for a donkey though, we'd be dealing with things like the saddle. So then that's something that's shaykh to be torn. So chayv al behema, so you're going to be responsible for the damage done to the animal, upat al kalim, and you're going to be exempt for what happens to the kalim. Case 6, nafal asoch ashor cheir shot of a katan, if an axe fell in, the axe that's a cheir shot of a katan, we're going to discuss this in the Gemara, is it a shor that is a cheir shot of a katan, that it's a deaf mute, or something that's an animal that's insane, or a katan, or is it a shor that belongs to a cheir shot of a katan? Well, ultimately, we're going to conclude the simple pshat that it's a shor that is a cheir shot of a katan, so then chayv. Then you're going to be responsible if such an animal falls in. Ben obas eved, O Amma, if you have a ben or a bas, meaning you have ketanim, a son or a daughter, in other words, a katan or a ketana, or a slave or a maidservant that fell in, pater. Then you're going to be pater. We have a special limit in the psukim for that. So what do we say in this Mishnah? We gave about 7 cases. The first case is Reuven uses the pit, he covers it up. Shimon, his partner, comes to use the pit afterwards, finds it exposed, doesn't cover it over. Shimon is going to be the one responsible. Case 2 is, let's say someone covers over the pit properly, and then an ox or donkey falls in, well, then you're pater. If you didn't cover it over properly, and then an ox or donkey fell in and died, then you are going to be chayiv. Case 4 was that if the animal falls in face forward as a result of the digging that's being done, the owner of the pit is going to be responsible. If it falls in backwards as a result of the digging, then you're going to be pater. Case 5 was that if the animal falls in, the axe falls in and it's the kalim that it's wearing get broken, or the donkey falls in and the kalim that it's wearing gets torn. So then the halacha is for the animal, you're going to be reliable. For the kalim, you're going to be pater. Case 6 was if the shor of a shor that is a cheir shot of a katan falls in then you're going to be responsible. And if a ben or a bas or an eved or an amma fall in, you're going to be pater. Okay, so now let's deal with the very first case of the Mishnah, the case of where the first partner covers over the pit, second partner comes, he doesn't, he finds the pit exposed, he doesn't cover it over, so we said the second person is going to be chayv. So says the Mishnah, v'rishon ad emas miftar. The first guy, Reuven, until when is he going to be pater? In other words, is now that he covered over the pit, Shimon comes, he finds the pit exposed, he doesn't cover it over, so Shimon is now indefinitely going to be liable. So until when is Reuven exactly going to be exempt? At some point, presumably, Reuven is going to pick up responsibility for this pit. So it says Gemara, I'm a Rav. Rav says Bichdei Sheyera. The amount of time it takes for him to know. We're going to go with Rashi's explanation of the next couple lines of Gemara. It is a Machlokes Rishonim, but we're going to go with Rashi. Rashi says the amount of time that it would take for Reuven to come afterwards, and he sees that the pit is exposed. Once he is aware that the pit is exposed, so now both of them are going to be responsible. That's Rav's opinion. Ushmul Amar Bechtei Shiyodiyuhu. Shmuel says the amount of time it would take for them to tell him, to inform him. Now, the way that Rashi explains this, Rashi gives you two explanations of what this would mean. One explanation is that even if Reuven doesn't come and see the pit personally, he is going to be responsible. And as long as it was enough time for people to come and tell him. The alternative explanation is that even if Reuven did see the pit, he afterwards, at some point, a little while later, he does see that the pit is exposed. Even so, he's not responsible for anything until people come and tell him. Rashi prefers the first explanation. Okay, either way, that's the approach of Shmuel. Rav Yochanan Amar, Rav Yochanan says, "B'chdei shiyodihu," the amount of time it would take for them to tell him, "V'yiskar polim," and then he could then hire workers, "V'yichros arazim," and cut down cedars, "V'yichasenu," and cover it over. In other words, according to Rav Yochanan, seemingly, it would take way more time that for Reuven to be responsible. Now it would have to be the amount of time that people have to tell him, and also for him to follow up by hiring workers to repair the pit, to fill it up. Okay, so what do we say over here? We said that there's a machlokas amaraim until when Reuven is going to be exempt from liability. When Reuven covered over the pit, Shimon discovers it later, that it's exposed, Shimon does nothing, so we say that Shimon's going to be responsible. Well, till when is that? So that's a three machlokas amaraim. According to Rav, it's the amount of time for Reuven to know. In other words, for Rav to show up, amount of time it would take for Reuven, to look at the pit, to take a look, and he sees that it's exposed. Once he sees that it's exposed, that it's open, he's going to be responsible along with Shimon. Shmuel says, no, the amount of time it would take for people to tell Reuven that his pit is open. And Rav Yochanan says, it's the amount of time it would take for people to tell him that the pit is open, and so that Reuven can then follow up and hire workers and take care of the pit. Okay. Now, case two of the Mishnah was, what happens if Reuven covers over the pit, and then an ox or a donkey fell in and died? So we said in the Mishnah that he's going to be pater. And then in case three, by the way, we said if Reuven didn't cover it over properly, and then an ox or donkey fell in and died, then Reuven is going to be responsible. So it says the Mishnah. I don't get this. Since Reuven covered over the pit properly, how exactly did an ox or donkey fall in and die? So it says the Gemara, Am Rav Yitzchak Bar Bar Chana. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Bar Chana or Rav Yitzchak Bereid Rabba Bar Bar Chana said, Shetliya Mitocho, it got wormy from the inside. In other words, the covering deteriorated, and that's how it was shayach for an animal to fall in, even though you covered over properly. So if you covered over properly and it deteriorated, the covering somewhat deteriorated because it got wormy, so then you're going to be pater. So it says the Gemara, Ibayalu. So we have the following question. If he covered it over with a covering that's able to withstand oxen, but it's not able to withstand camels, so maybe it's durable enough to hold an ox, but it's not durable enough to hold a camel, and then camels came, and they ruined the covering. They made it very weak, and then oxen came afterwards, and because the covering of the pit was weakened by the camels, well, now that when the oxen come, they fell in. My, what would be the halacha in this case? Amri, I'll tell you, on the one hand, what I would say is, Hechidami, wait a second. What exactly is the case? How is this being played out? Idish chichi gmalim. If the case that we're dealing with right now, that this question on the table is that where camels are common, well then pushehu, then you're negligent, because when you covered over the pit with a covering that's not able to withstand camels, you're negligent because you should have anticipated the camels are going to come and weaken it, in which case, it's as far as we're concerned, you're negligent, you should be responsible. Okay, but if you're dealing with a case where the camels are not frequent, well then anasu, then this is out of your control, you're an onus. And if you're an onus, so then you're not going to be responsible. So it seems like an open and shut question. What exactly are you dealing with? So the Gemara says, Lo tzricha de asu leprakim. The case that we're dealing with, the question on the table is where camels come occasionally. Mi aminan, do we say, kivin de asu leprakim, because camels come occasionally, poshehu. So then the owner of the pit who covered over is negligent. Di baile asu kedati, because it should have occurred to him. It should have occurred to him that camels are going to come and maybe they're going to weaken the pit's covering and therefore oxen are going to be able to fall through. Odilma, or maybe do you say, keeping the hash to me as like of, since Lamaisa right now there aren't anasu. The case there, therefore he's going to be an anas, it's out of his control, and therefore he's not going to be responsible. So says the Gemara Tashma. So we have the following attempted proof to address this question. Again, the question on the table is, if you covered it over with a covering that can withstand oxen, but not camels, if camels come and ruin the covering and then oxen fall through, so then are you going to be responsible? And the case that we're explaining it to be is in a case where camels are, they pop in occasionally. So do we say that you should have anticipated that or not? So it says the Gemara. Tashma. We have an attempted proof to address this question from our Mishnah on Daf Nun Beis. The Mishnah said, "Kizo karai v'nafal asof ashar achamar umeis pater." Case two of the Mishnah was that if you covered it over properly and then an ox or a donkey fell in and died, you're pater. So, hechidami, what exactly is the case of the Mishnah? Elaim, if you're going to tell me kirai l'shvarim ukirai l'gmalim, that the case of the Mishnah is where you covered it over with a covering that's proper, that's suited, that can withstand oxen and that can withstand camels. Well then, hechinavel. Then how did the animal fall in? Elalav. So rather, what must the case be in the Mishnah? Karai l'shvar must be that the case is where you covered over karai. What it said when it said karai in the Mishnah meant that you covered over properly with respect to oxen. It's strong enough to withstand oxen. Velo karai l'gmalim, but it's not strong enough to withstand gmalim. Now wait a second. So now if that's the kind of covering that you did, now step two is always to figure out, well, are the animals that are potentially falling in, are they common or not? So ve'idish chichi gmalim, well, if camels are common, am I putter, then why should you be putter? Poshehu, you are negligent. You should have anticipated that camels were going to come, and therefore, if you didn't do a covering, if you didn't make a covering for the pit that's able to withstand camels, you're negligent. Ve'idolosh chichi gmalim, and if the case of the Mishnah is where the camels are not frequent, pshita, then of course, it's obvious what the halacha is going to be, anasu. You're an anus, it was beyond your control. You did what you were supposed to do. So elalav, so therefore, must be that what is the case of the Mishnah? The asyan leprakim, that it's a case where camels come occasionally. The asu gemalim, and then in this case, camels came, the uha, and they weakened, they ruined the covering of the pit. The asu shvarim, and then oxen came afterwards. The naflubay, and they fell through. Uktani pater. So what do you see? And the Mishnah is telling you that in such a case, the case is pater. So what do we just do over here? Again, the question is, what happens if you cover it over with a covering that's able to withstand oxen, but not camels? In a case where camels come infrequently, when they come occasionally, what's going to be the halacha if camels came, they weaken the covering, and then your oxen, and then somebody's oxen fall in to the pit? What's going to be the halacha? So we attempt to address it from the case two of the Mishnah, where it says that if you covered over the pit with a karaoi, and then that ox or a camel or an ox or excuse me an ox or a donkey fall in, you're going to be patur. So the question is, how do they fall in? Must be that it couldn't have been that you covered over with such a strong covering that's able to withstand oxen and camels. So it must be that you covered over with a covering that's able to withstand oxen, but not camels. And the case of Mishnah must be where camels are infrequent. They pop in occasionally, and the Mishnah is telling you that you're potter in such a case. So that could seem to address the question. So Amma, keeping the hatchel like, so what do you see? Is that since Lamaisa, there aren't right now any camels, anasu, you are considered to be an anus, and therefore if you did a kisa karai that's able to withstand oxen, you are exempt. So the Gemara says, I mean, no. That's not really a good that's not really going to answer. What they said, what I would suggest, is that, lo, that's not really true. La'olam karay l'shvarim u'karay l'gmam. The case of Mishnah is where you cover it over with a covering that's able to withstand oxen and it's able to withstand camels. Aye, but wait a second, you had a question with a kakashalcha hikinavel, so then that which you asked, how did the animal fall through the pit, fall through the opening of the pit if you covered over properly? I'll tell you, we already talked about this before we discussed the Gemara. Before we raise this question, what do we say? Amar Yitzchak Berei Rabba Barbachana, or Amar Yitzchak Barbachana, Sheyatli Metocho. The case is where the covering of the pit became wormy. And that's how, and that's why you're going to be punished in this case, but nothing to do with you covering over a pit that's like a quasi-good covering. That's not what we're talking about over here. So again, we had this question, we had a chakir on the table about covering over a pit with a covering that's able to withstand oxen and not camels. And we attempted to address it, the question based on case two of the Mishnah. So now the Gemara says, Tashma, so let's attempt to bring a second attempted proof to address this question from case three of the Mishnah. Case three of the mission was Loki so karai. If you didn't cover it over properly, and then an animal, an ox or a donkey fell in and died, chayiv. The halacha in the mission is that you're going to be responsible. So hechidami, what exactly is the case over here? Ilema lo karai l'shvarim v'lo karai l'gmalim. If you're going to tell me that the case of the mission is where you did such a lousy covering, you didn't cover it over with a covering that's able to withstand oxen or camels. Pshita. Well, then of course you're going to be responsible. You tzrich lemer the chayv. Is that really needed to say that you're going to be responsible in this case? That can't be the case. There's no chiddush in that case. Ella laughs. Or rather, what must be the case? The case must be karay l'shvarim below karay l'gmalim. That when a mishnah says you didn't cover it over properly, it means you didn't cover it over properly as far as gmalim are concerned, but you covered over properly as far as shvarim are concerned. It's able to withstand shvarim. It's not able to withstand camels. So echidami. Now wait a second. What exactly would be the details of the case? If it's a case where camels are common, then posheyahu, then you're negligent because you should have anticipated the camels are going to come. And if camels are not common, anasu, then it's out of your control. You did everything that you were supposed to do. You covered over with a covering. You didn't anticipate anything that was out of the ordinary. And so why should you be responsible? Of course you should be put. You shouldn't be chayiv. So Ella laughs. Rather, is the case not, the case must be the asan leprakim, that we're dealing with a case where camels come occasionally. Va'asu gmalim. In this case, camels came, ve'eruah, and they ruined the covering of the pit. Va'asu shvarim, and then oxen came afterwards. Ve'naflubay, and they fell in. Ukudani chayiv. And the Mishnah is telling you that in this case, you're liable. So what do you see then? Alma, so you see from our Mishnah, kivin us in the prakim, since they come occasionally, pojeo, we consider you to be negligent, because it should have occurred to you that they were going to come and weaken the covering of the pit, and so therefore you're going to be chayv. That's what we attempt to address. That's how we attempt to address the question of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, la'olam, although the Bach has a slightly different girsa over here, he changes it a little bit, where he says it's la'olam lo karay l'shvarim v'lo karay l'gmalim. It's not suited for either shvarim or gmalim, u'shchichi gmalim, and gmalim are shchichi. Now wait a second. Well then, if it's a case where you did such a lousy covering, it can't withstand camels or oxen, and it's a case where camels are frequent, well then of course you're chayv to kakash l'cha poshehu. Well, that which you asked, then you're negligent. So then, wait a second. So then, why? What's the chiddush of this case? The Mishnah Gemara says you're right. There is no chiddush in this part of the Mishnah. I did the nasev reisha kiso karai. Once we took the case in the first part of the Brice, in the first part of the Mishnah, where case two of the Mishnah was a case of kiso karai nasev seifa nami lo kiso karai. So the case of the Mishnah in the seifa, in case three of the Mishnah, we use a case of lo kiso karai to give you a parallel contrast. But Enachnami, right. It's just to keep the structure of the Mishnah parallel. Okay, so in other words, we have this chakir on the table. What happens if you cover over a pit with a covering that's able to withstand oxen, but not camels? Camels come, they weaken the covering, then oxen come and they fall through. Are you going to be liable if camels come by occasionally? We attempted to address this from part two of the Mishnah, and from case two of the Mishnah and case three of the Mishnah, and we dispel both of those attempted proofs. So now the Gemara says as follows. Ikadami, there is an alternative mahalach for what happens after we raise this chakira about what about the case of a kisa that's karai for shvarim and not for camels. What is the alternative version? Hanami vadi loy balan. No. This is definitely was not our question. The kivin da aslan prakim, because it's coming occasionally, posheahu, then you're negligent. Because it should have occurred to you that camels were going to come because they come by occasionally. So then what was our question exactly? When with regard to what was our question? This was our question. If you covered over with a covering that's able to withstand oxen, and it's not able to withstand camels, and camels are common, and it got wormy, what would be the halach in this case? Do we say, since you're negligent with respect to camels, so then we consider you to be negligent with respect to the covering becoming wormy. Or maybe we don't say such a migu. Do we say that in this case, you covered over with a covering that's able to withstand oxen, but not camels? But camels are in the neighborhood. They're very common. But the case that happened, what actually happened in this case, is that the covering disintegrated because it got wormy. So do we say, Lemaisa, you're negligent with respect to camels because you didn't cover over with a proper covering. So therefore, we consider, since we consider you to be poshea with respect to camels, we consider you to be poshea with respect to the hatla'a, the fact that the covering got wormy. Or do we say that no, you don't say such a migu at all. You don't say that just because you're negligent with respect to camels, that it's considered to be negligent with respect to hatla'a. That is the question of the Gemara. That's the alternative question of the Gemara. So now the Gemara tries to address this question in a similar way that we tried to address the original form of the question, and we're going to try to address it based on case 2 and case 3 of our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Tashma, here is the first attempted raya to address this question. From the Mishnah, case 2 of the Mishnah, where you covered over the pit properly, and then an ox or a donkey fell in and died, you're going to be pater. And what we discussed, what we said about that, what the Amoraim told us about the case of the Mishnah, is Amar Yitzchak Bar Barachana, or Amar Yitzchak Bereid Rabba Bar Barachana, Shitli Mitocho. We know that Rabbi Yitzchak Bereid Rabba Bar Barachana explained the case of the Mishnah to be a case where the covering got wormy. Now wait a second, Hey Chidami, what exactly is the case? How exactly is this playing out? Ile Mekarei L'Shvarim. If the case of the Mishnah is where you covered over with a pit that's suitable for oxen, Ukarei L'Gamalim, and it's good with respect to gemalim, it's able to withstand camels. And then it got wormy. Pshita de pater. Of course, you're going to be exempt from liability. My havelay lemevi. What should you have done? So then, that can't be the case of the Mishnah then, where you covered over with a covering that's able to withstand camels and oxen, and then it got wormy. Elolav. So rather, what must be the case? Keroy leshvarm velo keroy legemalim, where you covered over with a covering that's able to withstand oxen, but now able to withstand camels. Ushchichi gemalim. And camels are common. They are in the neighborhood. Vietli mitocho. But then, at the end of the day, how did the animal fall through? It fell through because the covering of the pit got wormy. Ukatani pater. And the Mishnah is telling that in such a case, you're pater. So, Amos, what do you see? Lor min amigu, dava b'shele in gemalim, hava shele in anatla. So from the fact that you're pater in this case, must be that you don't say the migu, that since you're negligent with respect to camels, we consider you to be negligent with respect to the covering becoming wormy. So the Gemara says, lo. No, that's not a good proof. That's not a good way. That's not a good answer to the question. La'olam karei l'gemalim u'karei l'shvarim, because I can tell you that the Mishnah's case could be where you covered over with a covering that's suitable for camels and for oxen. V'yatliya mitocho, and it got wormy. That which you asked, ki yatliya, when it got wormy, my havel lemev. What should you have done? Why should you be responsible? Of course you should be patur. So then what would be the chiddush of the Mishnah? So says the Gemara, I'll tell you what the chiddush of the Mishnah would be. Now, what would you have thought to say? Ibayle, or ibaylecha, lemezal, you should have gone. Umenakishalan, should have clanged on top of the covering of the pit to make sure that it's still a strong, sturdy covering. Kamashlan, so kamashlan the Mishnah, that in this case, you're going to be pater. Okay, so that was the first attempted answer to the second form of this question. Remember, the first form of the question that we had in the Gemara was on Nun Beis Amud Aleph, where we say that if you have a kisa, it's able to withstand oxen, but not camels, and then camels come, they weaken the covering, oxen then come in afterwards, and they fall through, are you going to be liable if camels are in the neighborhood? If they're not so in the neighborhood, they just come by occasionally. We attempt to address that question, then we say there's an alternative version of what exactly the question is. The question is, that if you cover it over with a covering that's able to withstand oxen and not camels, but camels are in the neighborhood, they are pretty frequent, and instead though, in this case, the way that an animal got hurt is because the covering got wormy. So do we say that migu da'avu b'sheya, etzel gemalim, That's the question. So we attempted to address that question from case two of the Mishnah, and we dispelled that attempt. So now the Gemara says, Tashma, an alternative suggestion. Loki soka, right? So now we're bringing it from case three of the Mishnah. If he didn't cover it over properly, and then an ox or donkey fell in and died, chayv, you're going to be liable. So what exactly is the case over here? If you're going to tell me the case is you didn't cover it over with a covering that was able to withstand oxen or camels, would the Mishnah need to tell you that you're chayv in this case? Of course you're chayv. You're completely negligent. Elolav, so rather, what must be the case? Karay l'shvarim v'lo karay l'gmalim. Must be where it was durable enough for oxen, but not durable enough for camels, to withstand camels. Now, wait a second, though. V'i d'shchichi gmalim, but if camels are frequent, pasheu, then you're negligent. And that's obvious. V'i d'lo shchichi gmalim, but if camels are not frequent, anesu. Then you are you're an honest. It's out of your control. You did what you were supposed to do, and you shouldn't have anticipated that. You don't have to anticipate the camels are going to come. Elolav. So rather, what must be the case? Deshchichi gemalim vihitli mitocho. So what do you see? The case must be where camels are common, and it got wormy, and that's how the damage occurred. That's how the animal fell through, and still the Mishnah tells you k'tani chayv. The Mishnah is teaching you that you're chayv in this case. So what do you see? So you see that since a person is considered to be negligent with respect to the camels, so you do see, so maybe this is a good way to address the question that from this Mishnah, from case 3 of the Mishnah, you can see that we do say this migu. So Mar says, no, I'll tell you what I would say. That's not really a good raya to address the question. Lo, karoy, l'shvarim, so the Bach takes out lo'olam, so it's either lo'olam, lo karoy l'shvarim, v'lo karoy l'gamalim. It's not roy for gamalim. Ushchichi gamalim, and in fact, the gamalim are common. Va'asu gamalim v'eruan, and the gamalim came, and they weakened the covering of the pit. Va'asu shvarim, and then oxen came in afterwards. V'naflu ben, they fell through. Now, wait a second, though. The kakash l'chad, that which you asked, pshita poshehu, of course you should be responsible. You're negligent in this case. You did a lousy covering, and you should have anticipated that camels are going to come by. So, of course, you're chayv. So Gemara says, I did a nasav resha kiso karai, nasav seifa nami lo kiso karai. Once the resha taught us a case of kiso karai, where you covered over properly, so the seifa also teaches you a case that's parallel to that, a parallel contrast case of lo kiso. Okay. But you're right, there is no real chiddush. Now, one more attempt to address the question. Tashma, we learned in the following braisa. If an ox that's a chershot of a katan, that's a deaf mute or an insane or a katan or a suma or that's a blind shor mahalik balayla and is going by night, chayev, you're going to be responsible. Pikeach mahalik bayom pater. But if it's a sane animal and it's walking in the day and then that's how it fell in, you're going to be pater. So in other words, what we're saying over here is that if the shor is a chershot of a katan or a suma and it's going by night, then, or going by night, excuse me, so then the halacha is that you're going to be chayev. But if the animal is a pekeach and is walking during the daytime, so then you're going to be pater. So the question is, now why is that? Presumably because if the animal is pekeach, we expect the animal to watch where it's going. If the animal is one of these other things, it's a cherish or a shor, or it's mahalach balayla, so then you're going to be chayev. Well, wait a second. V'amai, but why should that be? Neima minahave poshel in the cherish. Since you are poshel, you're negligent with respect to an animal that's a cherish. Havenami poshel in bekeach. Then the owner of the pit is considered to be negligent with respect to an animal that is a bekeach. So then, but we don't say that in the mission. This mission, there's a contrast. If the animal is a bekeach, you're pater when it's walking by day. If it's a cherish of the begotten or a suma or if it's or minahalich balayla, then you're going to be chayiv. So v'amai neiman da'ham medahave poshel in cherish. Have an abashil in a bikeach. Elalav, so rather, what must be the idea here? Shema mina, so you see, lo amin amigu, we don't say this migu. We don't say that since it's poshea, since you're considered poshea with respect to gemalim, you're poshea nami with respect to hatla. So shema mina. So what do we say in this gemara? In this gemara, we basically had a mishnah and nun beis. The mishnah discussed the case of the first guy comes, Reuben comes, covers over the pit, Shimon Reuben comes, he uses the pit, he covers it over. Shimon comes to use the pit, he finds it exposed, he doesn't cover it over, Shimon is going to be responsible. First step of the Gemara was trying to figure out, is Reuben indefinitely going to be putter? So the Gemara said it's a three machlokas amarayim, where we basically say, at some point, Reuben does become responsible. The question is, what has to happen? So Rav says, once he personally sees that the pit is exposed. Shmuel says, once people tell him, or he had the amount of time for people to tell him. And Rabbi Yochanan says, amount of time for people to tell him and for him to hire workers who can repair the pit. That was part one of the Gemara. Part two of the Gemara was, when the Mishnah, in case two of the Mishnah, says, if you covered over a pit properly, and an ox or donkey fell in and died, you're going to be putter. Well, wait a second. How exactly did it fall through? So Rabbi Yitzchak Berei, the Rabbi Bar Bachana, said, the Chiddush, that covering the pit became wormy. That's how the animal was able to fall through, and that's why you're going to be putter. So the Gemara had a Chakira, and there are two versions of what exactly our Chakira is going to be. One version is, that you, what happens if you cover over a pit with a covering that's able to withstand oxen but not camels? And then the camels come, they weaken the pit covering, and then oxen fall through. They fall through, they come afterwards and they fall into the pit. What's going to be the halacha now? We explain our question to be that where camels come by occasionally, what would be the halacha? Do we expect you to anticipate that or not, or do we consider it to be an onus? We attempted to address this question from case two of the Mishnah. We rejected that. We attempted to address this question from case three of the Mishnah. We rejected that also, and so therefore that leaves us with our hands in the air. But the alternative version is that the question on the table is that if you cover over with a covering that's able to withstand oxen, but not camels, and camels are in the neighborhood, they are common, but what ends up happening is the covering the pit gets wormy, and that's how somebody's animal falls in and gets damaged. What's going to be the, or killed, excuse me. So what's going to be the halacha in that case? Do we say that since you're a poshea with respect to camels, we consider you to be a poshea with respect to hatla'a or not? We attempted to address the question from case two of the Mishnah, excuse me. Then we rejected that. We attempted to address it from case three of the Mishnah. We rejected that. And then finally, we were able to address the question from a brice later that discusses that if you have a shor that's a cheir shot of katan or a suma or a mahalich balayla, you're chayah. But if it's a pikeach and mahalich b'yom, you're going to be pater. The question is why? Why don't you say poshen le'in and cheirish is also poshen le'in and pikeach? The answer is, must be that you don't say such a migu. Okay, let's hold here.